Cape Talk.
Five things to do this weekend.
Such a busy weekend ahead. It's very difficult to limit the list to five. In fact, we might squeeze in a sixth if time allows. But our first pick of the week is a rarity, and it's the opportunity to hear a band we haven't heard from in a very long time. You probably know that the Scottish rock band Texas is playing at Kirstenbosch tonight, and I know tickets are almost sold out. But if you haven't yet been convinced to go and see Texas, I'm hoping you'll be convinced to buy a ticket because you'll want to hear the support band that is going to be playing before the concert. Henry Eight are back on South African soil, and it's particularly meaningful to me because I happen to have gone to varsity with them and worked in a bar where they used to play in the very early days of the band's genesis. The lead singer, Karma Ann Swanepoel, is on the line with me now. It's great to have you back in South Africa, Karma. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be back here.
Now, obviously, you guys had a string of hits in the 90s when you were all still students at WITS and just after those days. And then you took off for the USA, where you've been based for years now. What brought you back for this particular concert?
Oh, it wasn't that hard to get me back. They just called me and said, we know you always wanted to play at Kirstenbosch. Mm. Here's your chance. And I said, yes.
Simple as that.
I mean, that was a dream of mine for many years. When Henry Eight was playing in South Africa, bands didn't get to play Kirstenbosch Gardens. We'd ask every year, and they'd be like, never, never going to happen. And then after we left, yeah, they started letting people perform there. And I'm really excited that I'm finally going to get the chance. It's like almost 20 years later.
That's amazing. It's been that long. I mean, when was the last time you guys all played together as Henry Eight?
Somebody told me it was 6 years ago, so I'm gonna go with that.
Okay. But of course,
I have been back to South Africa a few times. I've been out of the country for about 14 years now. Mm-hmm. And I have come back pretty regularly, and I know I perform, just under my own name quite often, but I think somewhere in there I did do a couple of Henry Eight shows.
Okay. Now, obviously, you have been pursuing a solo career over in the States. What's going to be on the playlist tonight? Is it going to be strictly the Henry Eight stuff, or are you going to throw in some of your newer solo material as well?
I'm not going to give that away.
Okay.
There's no way. I mean, that's, like you said, there's only a couple of tickets left. People need to get them and come see for themselves.
Okay. I always smile when I read the lyrics of your album Slap in the Face, because it takes me straight back to the back row of Philosophy 301 at WITS, and I see a lot of inspiration in those lyrics from those lectures. Obviously, you've moved on since then, Karma. Tell us about your music now. I believe you're actually studying jazz these days.
I am. I never had any formal training, so I was sort of like winging it. I'm very lucky. I must have maybe been a musician in another life or something, because I was just sort of born being able to play music.
Yeah.
But then as the years went by, I got a little bored of what I know. I actually got a bit stuck. I was like, damn it, I'm writing the same song again, And I think that's, you pointed out, you said you study philosophy and you hear a lot of that in your lyrics. And I think as students, we have access to so much new information and everything's fresh and new. And it's amazing. And then as you grow up, your life becomes somewhat repetitive. So unless you actively try and learn new things, you get a little stuck. And I felt like that was happening for me. So I thought, I'm going to become a student. And I thought about all the music that I love to listen to. And I'm a big fan of jazz standards. I'm a huge fan of Cole Porter and Ella Fitzgerald. And I thought, yeah, I'm just going to take myself to school. I did that. And I think after my first lesson, I wrote three songs.
Wow.
So far, it's working. I'm not going to be any kind of jazz aficionado anytime soon. But I think the way that jazz music is constructed and composed, and this is probably going over a lot of people's heads, but anyway, it's inspiring to me. I would definitely say my subject matter has changed as well. When you're at university, your heart's getting broken left, right, and center, so you write sloppy love songs. And then when you get older, maybe you start to care about the environment, and you care about politics, and you care about things like that. So, yeah, there's a little bit more, I don't want to call it maturity. I think it's just my focus in life has shifted a bit, because now I've had my partner for several years, so I'm not drafting any heartbreak songs. Thank God.
Glad to hear it. Although we will miss them, Karma, because I've got to say, you were doing a pretty convincing job as an untrained musician. I can't wait to hear what's happened with training thrown into the mix as well. Karma Ann Swanepoel, will let you go. I know you guys have got sound check and final rehearsals and all that kind of stuff coming up. It's great to have you back in South Africa, and we hope you have an amazing time at Kirstenbosch tonight.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the time. Have a great day.
You too. Karma Ann Swanepoel is the lead singer of Henry VIII. And as she mentioned, just a couple of tickets left. So if you want to see them and Texas, they're at Kirstenbosch this evening. The gates open from 6 p.m. You can book tickets through web tickets, a cost of 495 Rand a head. And if you need a reminder of what Henry VIII sounded like back in the 90s, they still sound just as good today. We've taken their big hit Just from the 1990s album Slap in the Face.
I've been thinking, what if I was wrong and the world never meant you and I to belong? We'd have wasted so much time building castles in the sky, only to watch them all fall down. Would it be all of our dreams so well suited to you and I could only be half a quart? Would it be just understand this, I might then try forgiveness. Know that I will each time I feel you'll be by, you'll be by, you'll be by my side. In the end, we'll still be friends. Ain't it shocking how your sympathetic world amends? And in time, you realize I'm not what I seem inside. Understand this, I might then try forgiveness. Know that I will each time I feel you'll be by, you'll be by, you'll be by my side. In the end, we'll still be friends. Ain't it shocking how your sympathetic world amends? And in time, you realize I'm not what I seem inside.
Takes me straight back to my student days at Wings Beat Bar in Bromfontein, and it's taken Karen back as well, saying on Facebook, I'm a huge fan of Karma Ann, and the track Eudaimonia on Slap in the Face is my best. Love to hear her live at Kirstenbosch. Well, if you've got tickets for Texas tonight, you're going to hear her live, as well as Julian Sin, the very, very talented guitarist and songwriter with the band Henry VIII. Do enjoy the show if you're going tonight. Well, for one musical event to another, Christmas is around the corner. And if you feel like getting into the festive spirit, how about a festive concert by the Symphony Choir of Cape Town? They are taking to the lawns of Groot Constantia Wine Estate this weekend. On the line is conductor Alex Falkens. Great to have you with us, Alex. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me here.
Won't you tell us what's on the menu for the concert this weekend?
Well, we're going to sort of try and get everybody to slowly shift from the end of the year school final mad rush into the sort of Christmas spirit, relaxation, you know, as we sort of move towards a proper holiday. So we have a program that is made up of a children's choir, the symphony choir, brass ensemble, and the gentlemen's ensemble, which is a newly formed group of men from Khayelitsha. They're going to perform as the soloists, doing some traditional songs as well as some others. Join us. Yeah, there's also audience participation, and then of course, you know, the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful parts of the entire world, I think, which is the lawns at Groot Constantia.
Okay, now it's Saturday evening from 5 until 8 p.m. Are you allowed to take a picnic along with you if you'd like to?
You are. It's actually tonight. It's Friday night. It's,
sorry, my apologies. Tonight?
No, that's fine. Okay. It's tonight. The gates open at 5. We're going to start the performance around about 7-ish. You can get tickets on Quicket, but also at the gate. And yes, you can bring your own picnic.
Okay, great. And of course,
we have an agreement. Yeah, with Kurt Constantia and the restaurants there.
Okay, I was going to say there is, of course, Simon's just around the corner if you'd like on the estate if you'd like to buy one there. You mentioned the Gentlemen's Ensemble. Can't wait to hear what they sound like as the soloists. The Children's Choir. I believe those are children of your actual choir members. You've picked out a couple of Christmas favourites.
That's correct. Yeah, we started it last year. And seeing as I have children of my own, I sort of forced them to sing. And then I asked them politely and... Then a lot of the choir members have either got children or grandchildren that like to sing. So we have quite a nice age group from about 16, mm-hmm. The oldest ones, down to I think the youngest one singing is about 5.
Oh, sweet man. Okay.
And they sing Mary, Did You Know, and Little Drummer Boy, and also start us off with Once in Royal David City. So it really is a collection of carols, collection of Christmas favorites, and then some pieces that have just sort of joyful in nature, not necessarily Christmas related.
It sounds wonderful, Alex. We hope it's a really gorgeous evening this evening. Final thing to ask you about is the next event, and I know it's not this weekend, but I have to let people know to book in advance for Handel's Messiah at St. George's Cathedral. That's coming up later this month.
Yeah, on the 20th of December. You know, it's a big thing in America, where I lived for quite some time, and also in Europe, to do the Messiah around Christmas. I know the tradition in Cape Town is to have the Easter performances, but we decided, you know, there are a lot of people who might have come to Cape Town, not necessarily feel like they've, you know, they've done the beach, the wine route, want something sort of that reminds a more Christmas spirit. So we do the Messiah on the 20th of December in St. George's Cathedral, around all the sort of the hotels and the center of shopping. So come dinner, come watch the performance. We'll go out afterwards. I mean, so it's a wonderful opportunity to get into a sort of a little bit more formal Christmas spirit, I suppose.
Alex, we wish you a very successful event this evening. Tickets are how much and where do we book them for tonight's event?
Tonight, they are 150 Rand per person. They're slightly cheaper if you happen to know a member of the symphony choir. Give them a quick phone call. They might be able to help you out. And you can get them at the gate if you suddenly decide, you know what, tonight's the night we need to go and sit under the stars and look at just be a part of that amazing estate. It's the most beautiful experience as the sun goes down behind the mountain. Or you can get them on Quicket.
Alex Falkens, conductor of the Symphony Choir of Cape Town, thanks for chatting to us and we wish you a spectacular evening at Kurt Constantia Wine Estate. You can book via Quicket, otherwise please do visit www.sct, that stands for Symphony Choir of Cape Town, sct.co.za. Next up is an event with the aptly named, strangely named, Big Bottle of Wine Party. But there is literally a very big bottle of wine at the center of this event. It is an event, in fact, in aid of a very good cause. To tell us more, on the line is Anthony Just, the co-founder of Marine Inspirations. Anthony, thanks for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Pepe. Very nice to be on the show. Thanks for having us.
It's a great pleasure. The best marine charity party in Cape Town, its builders. Tell us what happens.
Well, it's also the best marine charity party in Mallorca in Spain, where we started this off. And what is happening is that we are in collaboration with Law Hill Maritime Centre in Simonstown and with the General Buerta Old Boys Bursary Fund. And the task here is to get youngsters, less advantaged youngsters, to go to sea and to find careers potentially internationally in yachting and the maritime in general. So 4 years ago, Phil Wade, quite a famous captain on the circuit, and myself decided to give back to those who maybe won't have the opportunity that we had just by chance over the last 3-4 decades. And so we started Marine Inspirations, and we've so far flown, I think it's 38 or 39 less advantaged students from Southern Africa to Spain and into the Caribbean to experience yachting and possibly find a career.
Fantastic. And I know we are familiar with Law Hill Maritime Centre and the amazing work that they do there, inspiring youngsters to go into that field. Obviously, your timing is perfect, Anthony, because there's so much focus on the nautical industries and boat building and everything with the Volvo Ocean Race being in town. Does that help your PR job, as it were?
It certainly does. There are a lot of famous names from the international scene who are in Cape Town at the moment, who are meeting or have been meeting with also potential candidates. So there's a lot going on that boosts our initiative just in the same way.
Okay. Now, the big bottle of wine of the title is a 27-litre bottle of what?
Clos Malvern.
Okay.
It's donated from Clos Malvern, and it's on a gun carriage, which we built, like on the olden days ships. So there's a gun carriage and this wine. It's a tradition that started with my partner, Phil Wade. He was donated a large bottle of wine and decided to drink it with friends. After the first one, he decided he'd use that as the foundation for the fundraising events that we hold once or twice a year. Last year was at Ibis House in Constantia, and we had a fantastic turnout, magnificent catering, and we were very well attended. We have also had three of these now in Mallorca, also focused around the big bottle of wine, which is mm-hmm. a good centerpiece. And this year, it was decided that Royal Cape Yacht Club would be a very good host for this one. So we're very excited about that. We're getting a high profile down in the city center. And it's going to be a big night. We've got entertainment being provided by Tony Cox, and he has invited Steve Newman and Tana Nass to join him.
Wow. Okay, what a lineup.
So it's going to be quite a special evening. We'll have around 100, 120 people there, I would imagine. It is ticket entry only because, obviously, for catering purposes,
sure.
we need to be cautious about that. It can't be an open house. There'll be a Caribbean flavor.
Okay.
In the sense that that's where most of us South Africans ended up sailing to initially from the 70s onwards. So we're bringing a little bit of the Caribbean back to Royal Cape Yacht Club. And it's going to be a great night with very fine wine, extremely good music, good food.
Sounds
and,
excellent.
A number of our Law Hill students, past students, and the youngsters who've been over to Spain will be there. We'll be meeting with the people who attend tonight.
Fantastic. You said tonight. Is the event tonight, not tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, okay. No problem. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at Royal Cape Yacht Club. How much are the tickets, Anthony, and where do we book them?
The tickets are 750 Rand as a charity contribution, and this includes all finger food, wine, entertainment, the whole evening package, under the charity contribution of 750 Rand.
And those are bookable at Quickit, is that correct?
That's at Quickit, or one can send Phil, my partner, an email at pandawade, P-A-N-D-A, Wade,
yep.
W-A-D-E, at gmail.com.
Anthony Just, co-founder of Marine Inspirations, thanks for chatting to us and wishing you a very successful fundraising event, the Big Bottle of Wine Party, tomorrow night at Royal Cape Yacht Club. We're all obsessed with water at the moment, but my next guest has taken that obsession to another level entirely in art. Simon Sefton is a water photographer whose work is on show in Cork Bay this weekend. Simon joins me on the line now. Simon, I'm intrigued. How does one become a photographer of water? Good afternoon.
One does photographs. Good afternoon, Tabeth. Nice to hear you.
Thanks.
One does photographs. It became a bit of an obsession for me. When I saw the effect that reflections could make on an image, and this was about 2002. I've been photographing all sorts of things all my life, but since 2002, I've focused not exclusively, but very specifically on water, and it's become a bit of an obsession.
What is it about it that fascinates you, sir?
Well, I think the fact that each moment that a stream passes, it's particularly mountain streams that are an obsession for me rather than water in any form at all.
Okay.
So it's fresh water, and the fact that each moment that passes is different, and no two photographs, even taken milliseconds apart, are going to be the same. And the combination of reflections and the light that one gets off the water's surface and the various undulations of a water surface, together with, in particular, the colors that we get in our cape water, which vary according to the depth and vary according to the amount of light that's reflected back off the stones or whatever's at the bottom of the stream, it gives an infinite array of very, very beautiful and complex images. And I've just found it more and more fascinating. The more I've taken them and the more I've been stunned by the beauty that one can find in the water here. And I walk the mountain a great deal, and so it just has become a fascination.
Well, I can't wait to come and see what you've put together, Simon. I think given the drought and the huge focus on saving water, it's a very topical exhibition that you're mounting. Now, it opens, it's already, in fact, already opened, running until the 21st of December.
It runs until the 21st of December. And, yeah, I mean, I think that the fact that we're suffering this water crisis at the moment is... It provides an opportunity to see water differently. Instead of just seeing it as a resource or a commodity, something that's purely utilitarian, actually to see it in its beauty gives one a new perspective of water and enables one, I think, to appreciate it more and can help in altering our consciousness of why it's so important.
Absolutely fascinating. Simon Sefton, thanks for joining us today. Water photographer. And if you'd like to see his work, the exhibition is on at the Forge in Cork Bay, which you'll find at number 12 Windsor Road, open from 9:30 until 5 p.m. daily, including weekends. Entrance is absolutely free of charge, which is a nice bonus. If you'd like to take a look at Simon's website to get a feel for what you're going to enjoy, please visit www.simonsefton.com. And that's spelled S-E-P-H-T-O-N.
Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk.
Now, our final pick is almost sold out. There are only 10 tickets left, and you're going to have to move fast if you want to see Darius Brubeck in concert with local saxophonist Mike Rossi at the Olympia Bakery in Cork Bay tomorrow night. If you're a jazz fan, you know the name of the late Dave Brubeck. You probably also know the name of his son, Darius Brubeck, who is himself a very accomplished jazz musician, has spent a lot of time in this country teaching and initiated the first actual degree course in jazz studies offered by an African university. So a very, very long track record in South Africa. Darius Brubeck and Mike Rossi in concert at the Olympia Bakery, Cork Bay, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. There are 10 tickets left. Get yourself onto Quicket right now if you'd like to buy them. They cost 200 rand.